This special report on the coronavirus update features testimony to the White House Coronavirus Task Force from Dr. Mark Makary, infectious disease expert from Johns Hopkins University, who testified before the committee last Monday, May 8th, in Washington. In his testimony, Dr. Makary points to the failure of recognizing natural immunity, which could have prevented the unnecessary deaths of tens of thousands of Americans. Here now is that testimony on this coronavirus update special report.
Thank you, Chairman Winstrup and Ranking Member Ruiz. You're both good doctors. I respect both of you, even if we have different opinions on some things. You've promoted a very civil discourse here. I believe in civility, so I want to thank both of you. I admire that. Nothing speaks more to the intellectual dishonesty of public health officials than their complete dismissal of the data on natural immunity, making the U.S. an international outlier in this academic dishonesty. Since the Athenian plague of 430 BC, natural immunity has been described. It was protective against subsequent disease during reinfection or prevented reinfection. Natural immunity works for every other virus, with arguably the exception of influenza, because influenza is unique. It's got two spike proteins and a very leaky polymerase enzyme. It's unique. Every other virus practically on that we know of that causes infections in humans. There are two viruses that cause severe illness in humans that are coronaviruses besides COVID. COVID is one of three coronaviruses that causes severe illness in humans. The other two both have long-lasting natural immunity. So it's very bizarre that public health officials bet that this would break the rule. COVID would be different. The CDC tells you, Dr. Ruiz, you mentioned you believe in vaccines. They're safe and effective. I do, too. But I don't recommend the chickenpox if someone had the chickenpox vaccine if you had chickenpox. CDC doesn't either.
Virus than COVID-19. It's different virus than COVID-19.
Let him finish his statement.
I don't recommend the chickenpox vaccine if you had chickenpox, nor does the CDC. Same with many other viruses. Over the last 3 years, there have been 200 studies of natural immunity. The Lancet review of 65 studies from 9 countries concluded that natural immunity is at least as effective. The data are clear. The evidence was there all along, but health officials never talked about it. Maybe because the real story is they were worried somebody might try to get natural immunity. So let's not be honest with the public. Was that the idea? Public health officials and people at the government, CDC, NIH privately told me that's what their concern was about acknowledging natural immunity. So they made ignoring natural immunity a political badge. They dismissed it, saying there was uncertainty. We don't know how long it's going to last, as if we knew how long vaccinated immunity would last. They had it backwards, actually. Our Johns Hopkins study published in JAMA was the third most discussed study in of all JAMA publications in 2022, according to the JAMA website. We found antibodies present up to 2 years later. We can have our opinions, but let's not ignore this mountain of evidence. Big Tech censored my study when I posted it, calling it vaccine-hesitant content. Government doctors were privately saying, we agree, but we don't talk about it. We had this sort of intense paternalism. We saw this when women wanted home pregnancy tests, and doctors were pushing for it, and the medical elite said, no, women can't handle that information at home. We can't have home pregnancy tests. They fought it for years. Same with home HIV tests, medical paternalism. Universities, like my own, put their head in the sand, ignoring the data, forcing young, healthy male students to choose between the risk of myocarditis, 1 in 6,000 young males, or getting kicked out of school, even though they had natural immunity. That was common. The media parroted whatever Fauci and the CDC fed them, just like government officials when they fed the media there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Whatever government leaders told them, they parroted without asking any questions. And is anyone surprised that Pfizer or Moderna, which controlled a lot of a lot of the narrative, they never talked about natural immunity? Why would they? A reason not to get one of their products? Many practicing doctors knew about natural immunity, the power of it. European doctors, many tailored vaccine recommendations, factoring in natural immunity just like you do with chickenpox. And they would tailor medications, and that's the art of medicine. Now, natural immunity is not just an academic point. Lives were lost because they were ignored. Thousands of Americans died because public health officials ignored natural immunity. Because from December 2020 and April 2021, there was a limited vaccine supply. Thousands of Americans were dying, just as you said, Ranking Member Ruiz. We had people dying to get the vaccine. The vaccine was highly effective against the variant at that time. It saved lives, and they couldn't get it because we were given vaccines to those already immune with natural immunity. Why would you give two life preservers when some were drowning with none?
You've been listening to a special report on the coronavirus update, testimony from Dr. Mark Makary of Johns Hopkins University giving testimony to the White House Coronavirus Task Force on May 8th. Continuing updates on the coronavirus update.